Next time on Dear Alice.
You guys, if you could for one moment, we just showed you that chandelier room. What if we chose one wall to be blue? Instead of the entire space and instead of all the furniture, you wouldn't have an experience in there. Nobody would want to be like, come down and see this room with one blue wall. If this bathroom had one green wall in it, it would not look this way. The focus wall is not a thing in design anymore. It's a dated idea that has been out of style, I feel like, for more than 10 years, you know? And I don't know that anybody in the business is ever doing one wall. It feels like you want to do it at home. You want to do it on a weekend and you don't want to have to hire a painter. So you're willing to take the risk and paint one wall. You've got to go all in. And that's when you start to create something that you're going to be really proud of. You create a mood, you create an environment, and you also create staying power because everybody wants to be in that space. So I just wanted to quickly say that out loud. If you guys have ever had that question of which wall do I paint, or somebody's even said, I'm going to wallpaper one wall. It's the same thing. You do the whole room or you don't do it. The only instance is if you want to do the fifth wall and that's the ceiling. If you have a ceiling to wallpaper, like we've shown in theaters and other spaces, that does work, but you're usually painting the walls a drenched color. You're color drenching, yep, right?
Absolutely.
And then you're hitting that fifth wall with wallpaper.
Make sure to like and subscribe.